Production made possible in part by MedPlus Advantage.
You're listening to Radio Rounds, a talk show created and hosted by physicians in training, where today's stories are told by tomorrow's doctors. Coming up on today's episode, Radio Rounds' very own Dr. Lakshman Swami sits down with Dr. Harry Cho, Director of Quality and Patient Safety for the Division of Hospital Medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York and Senior Fellow at the Lown Institute. Dr. Cho is a rising star in the world of quality improvement, largely because of his unique understanding of how to balance his educational responsibilities with his equally important duty to improve his profession, an understanding based largely in his commitment to leading by example in everything that he does.
The one time, and please don't tell my administrators this, but the one time that I don't wash my hands before going into a room, you'll start noticing that the students don't wash their hands also. They just kind of model after you. And it's scary to know how much power you have there because they think it's okay if you think it's okay. It's auscultating a patient with a stethoscope over their shirt. Once you do that, the residents and the students follow right with you.
More from our conversation with quality improvement guru Dr. Harry Cho right now on Radio Rounds. Welcome to Radio Rounds, everyone. I'm Dr. John Corker. We're excited to be back with you for another installment in our series exploring vital quality improvement topics gleaned from Dr. Lakshman Swami's experience at the Lown Institute, a Massachusetts nonprofit committed to researching new ways to improve resource utilization and efficiency for the betterment of patient care and physician satisfaction. They do this by exploring the critical but sometimes difficult questions facing our evolving profession. Can overuse really hurt patients and thus constitute medical error? How do we make quality metrics work for us and our patients? How do we simultaneously teach doctors to be more competent and efficient? In today's episode, Swami sits down with Dr. Harry Cho. Dr. Cho leads the Right Care Young Innovator Program at the Lown Institute, and his efforts in value improvement have garnered many awards, including the Top Hospitalist Honor from ACP Hospitalist Magazine, awarded to only 10 physicians in 2014. Dr. Swami began the interview by asking Dr. Cho to explain the challenges that he faces as an educator in bringing trainees up to speed on the everyday applications of the many big-picture themes of high-value care.
Welcome to Radio Rounds, everyone. Today, we're very excited to have another interview with Dr. Harry Cho. Dr. Cho, Harry is the Director of Quality and Patient Safety for the Division of Hospital Medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. He also chairs the High Value Care Committee. He works closely with residents and students in developing and teaching models of basically high-value care, specifically targeting overuse and the harm that comes out of it, and how we can make the hospital a safer place. So we've heard a little bit about him on one of our previous episodes. We're excited to have him back here to tell us a little bit more. Harry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, we talked a little bit about your interest in quality and safety, your work in that field, your work as a hospitalist. Taking a step back as an educator, what are the challenges that you face when you're trying to teach, you know, younger trainees and students about these concepts of overuse and how too much medicine can hurt people and quality and safety in general, when sometimes we're so focused and bogged down by just learning the medical knowledge?
I think it's always a challenge. I could still remember my first day of intern year and the amount of knowledge that has to be soaked in and regurgitated and applied within a 30-hour period. I think it's just it's a phenomenal amount of work and processing that a human has to go through for healthcare. It is tough, and I think high value care just fits right into the medical education. I think it's something that we have to do. I think we learn by textbooks, you know, in a traditional sense, where we look at a disease, for example, heart failure, look at the diagnoses and how to diagnose it, including laboratory results, imaging, and the treatments. And sometimes we fail to really recognize the appropriateness of a lot of these, when to order, for example, certain labs, and when to order certain imaging. And it's just written there on a book. And so we memorize it because that's what we're good at doing. That's what we have to do. And then we regurgitate it sometimes without that guidance. And I kind of see it as sort of a new way of doing this. I don't think it adds too much more to the burden of education. I think it's something that's really appropriate and something that we have to do. I don't have an easy way of doing this. There's no shortcuts to really recognizing to really providing the best care possible and to really take in all this knowledge and education. But I do know it's necessary. I know that our healthcare can't really, you know, take all this overuse anymore. I mean, there's $750 billion in healthcare waste right now per year. So that's my answer to that question.
So we've talked a bit about the work you've done with quality and safety and how it's interacted with your work with education and trainees. Where do you see the field going in the next 10 years or so?
I think it's always going to be a challenge, but you know, I'd like to. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we're gonna improve quality and safety. We're gonna know the scientific ways of doing this seamlessly and better. And I'm hopeful that we're gonna focus more on efficiency and improvement instead of just focusing on that whole concept of more. You know, asking for more. From our providers, asking for more from, you know, from all our staff, from our patients, but just trying to improve things and trying to make it more efficient. So that's what I'm hopeful for. You know, in terms of high-value care and education, it's an interesting look. I think, you know, with, for example, the ACGME and what they're asking for, I think we've sort of come the first few steps in terms of how to teach our residents high-value care. And then, you know, last few years we've been sort of shifting over and looking at how do we teach medical students high-value care. And I think that's important. But I think I see a lot more around that. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, it's things like how do we teach physician assistants and nurse practitioners? How do we teach faculty the other end, you know, pushing forward? Because, again, faculty really impacts what we do, how trainees do things. You know, for example, when I'm on an awards, you know, the one time, and please don't tell my administrators this, but the one time that I don't wash my hands before going into a room, you'll start noticing that the students don't wash their hands also. They just kind of model after you. And it's scary to know how much power you have there because they think it's okay if you think it's okay. You know, it's auscultating a patient with a stethoscope over their shirt. Once you do that, the residents and the students follow right with you. You know, we even saw it on one of our surveys when we surveyed the house staff and the students. And I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something like I think it said something like faculty ask us to order unnecessary tests. And it was like a very small minority that disagreed with that statement. I think it's like under 10%. And that's striking. And I think it really shows the power of faculty and how they impact our trainees and our students. And so I think high-value care is going to move towards sort of training our faculty and trying to do that. And also the other way, you know, as you're going down towards medical students, it's going to become a younger start. You know, we're going to start training them as a first year. That's what we're starting to do here. And even before that, you know, there are people who are interested in healthcare in undergrad. And how do you really engage them from early on? How do you sort of extend the pipeline down?
So one last question, Harry. What advice do you have for trainees right now in this day and age who are listening to this and saying, I want to be good at these things. I want to get involved with this.
My one advice is to find a mentor. And I struggled with this when I was a student, and I struggled with that when I was a resident, and I struggled when I first started this job also. But there is someone in your institution, someone in your program who has the title quality and safety or value in there. They are paid to do it, and they're wanting to do it. And I love it when students or residents come asking me, hey, well, how can I get involved? It's extra set of hands. It's interest. It makes life much easier and more interesting. Mm-hmm. And if that administrator doesn't have the time at that moment to sort of mentor you, they will help you find someone else who can do that for you. And it's really important to find that mentor. And it's yeah. particularly for the world of hospital medicine. You know, it's a relatively young field. A lot of the faculty, the average age of hospitals are younger than other fields that have been around longer. And just the same, they're less seasoned. And so trying to find that, the mentorship process in a mentor in hospital medicine is kind of tough. Mm-hmm. But it's really necessary. And your first projects, your first conversations about career path happen with a mentor, and they'll guide you along through your first barriers and your first projects and your first successes and what to do next. So I think it's really important to find that mentor.
Okay. Dr. Cho, thank you again so much for joining us on Radio Rounds. It was certainly an enlightening discussion. I think it's so powerful to hear about someone who is kind of still has one foot in the education, is certainly teaching trainees and students all the time and developing content for that with the Occam's Conference, but on the other hand, is really working on the front lines of quality and safety and trying to improve the value of care that the hospital is delivering. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Lakshman Swamy's conversation with Dr. Harry Cho, Director of Quality and Patient Safety for the Division of Hospital Medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York and Senior Fellow at the Lowen Institute. For more information on the important quality improvement research being conducted at the Lowen Institute, as well as its many great initiatives, please visit lownstitute.org. You can also download previous installments in this series, as well as podcasts of all past episodes. Just search the iTunes Store for Radio Rounds, or visit www.radiorounds.org. In addition, you can contact our team via email, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. All of that information at radiorounds.org.
Production made possible in part by MedPlus Advantage, sponsored by the American Medical Association. Visit us at medplusadvantage.com.
Of course, please remember that the views and opinions expressed on Radio Rounds are not representative of the views and opinions of the partners of Radio Rounds. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone, and have a great week. For our entire staff here at Radio Rounds, I'm John Corker, and one day, I'll be your doctor.